Blog Talk Radio.
No greater love
taking me by the hand again. You're giving me strength to dance again. 'Cause your love changes everything. Your love changes everything.
God loves you, and I love you. Hello, this is Prophetess Stacy. Welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you empower, Lord God, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Strengthen them, God. Bless them on tonight, Lord God. Deliver on tonight, Lord God. And set me down, Lord God, and you stand up mightily in me tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to minister to your people, that your name may get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to jump right into the word. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Esther, chapter 1, verses 5, skipping to verse 7, and I'm going to read 7 through 19. Again, it's Esther 1, 5, verses 5, 7 through 19, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation on tonight. King Xerxes gave a banquet for all the people. from the greatest to the least, who were in the fortress of Susa. It lasted for 7 days and was held in the courtyard of the palace garden. Drinks were served in gold goblets of many designs, and there was an abundance of royal wine, reflecting the king's generosity. By edict of the king, no limits were placed on the drinking, for the king had instructed all his palace officials to serve each man as much as he wanted. At the same time, Queen Vashti gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. 7 day of the feast, when King Xerxes was in high spirits because of the wine, the Message Bible says he was high on wine. He told the 7 eunuchs who attended him to bring Queen Vashti to him with a royal crown on her head. He wanted the nobles and all the other men to gaze on her beauty, for she was a very beautiful woman. But when they conveyed the king's order to Queen Vashti, she refused to come. This made the king furious, and he burned with anger. He immediately consulted with his wise advisors on the Persian laws and customs, for he always asked their advice. 7 nobles of Persia and Media, they met with the king regularly and held the highest positions in the empire. What must be done to Queen Vashti, the king demanded. What penalty does the law provide for a queen who refuses to obey the king's orders sent through his eunuchs? Memucan, one of the king's advisors, answered the king and his nobles, Queen Vashti has wronged not only the king, but also every noble and citizen throughout your empire. Women everywhere will begin to despise their husbands when they learn that Queen Vashti has refused to appear before the king. Before this day is out, the wives of all the king's nobles throughout Persia and Media will hear what the queen did, and will start treating their husbands the same way. There will be no end to their contempt and anger. So if it please the king, we suggest you issue a written decree, a law of the Persians and Medians that cannot be revoked. It should order that Queen Vashti be forever banished from the presence of King Xerxes, and that the king should choose another queen more worthy than she. Next, the king threw a banquet and everybody was there. An unlimited abundance of royal wine was being served to all the men in attendance. At the same time, the king's wife, Queen Vashti, gave a banquet for the women. On the 7th day of the feast, when King Xerxes was high on wine, in other words, he was intoxicated. He wanted to show off his wife's beauty to all the men attending his banquet, and so he sent for her, but she refused to come and gets removed from the palace. Stripped of her title as queen, stripped of her position. I asked you, is it wrong to have self-respect, to stand up for yourself, even if it means the loss of a title, the loss of a position? Is it wrong to have self-respect, to stand up for yourself, even if it means the loss of a title, the loss of a position? The more I think about the text, maybe Vashti wasn't wrong, which is the title of tonight's message. Maybe Vashti wasn't wrong. Maybe Vashti was not wrong for refusing to show up at a banquet where the men were drinking, high on wine, intoxicated. Her husband, the host of the banquet himself, was high on wine, intoxicated, and wanted to show off her beauty to the men in attendance. Sometimes it's not what you do, but how you do it, that's wrong. Sometimes it's not what you do, but how you do it, that's wrong. It was the presentation that was wrong. If she is a queen, treat her like a queen. If she is a queen, men listening to me tonight, if you got a queen in your house, if you know that your wife is a queen, if she is a queen, treat her like a queen. Ladies, don't let no man present you wrong. Don't let nobody present you wrong. Don't let nobody present you wrong. God presented Eve to Adam after Adam had been put to sleep. In order to do a presentation right, the flesh must be put to sleep. Genesis 2:22. Remember that Romans 12:1 from the King James Version tells us to present our body, which is the flesh, as a living sacrifice. How should it be presented? Your body, the flesh, should be presented holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Bible trying to tell us here. Simple. There's a right and a wrong way to do everything. There's a right and a wrong way to do everything. Just because you have the authority to do something, that doesn't mean the atmosphere you're trying to do it in is suitable. That does not mean the atmosphere that you're trying to do it in is suitable. The text says, King Xerxes was high on wine. The Message Bible says high on wine. Had he chose to sleep off some of the wine and then present her, perhaps the outcome would have been different. The atmosphere was not suitable for a king to present his queen. Somebody, the decisions you made under the influence of wine, under the influence of what your flesh wants, under the influence of what other people, under the influence of people and their opinions, under their influence, your outcome could have been different. It could have been what you hoped for. The decisions you made under the influence of wine, under the influence of your flesh, under the influence of other people, will affect the outcome you hope for. Obviously, King Xerxes was well aware of his wife's beauty. He was well aware of his wife's beauty, and he admired her beauty. That's good. That's not the problem here. Every man should admire his wife's beauty. Every man should admire his wife's beauty and be honored to show her off. But to do it when you're high on wine in front of other men also high on wine. No woman should ever be put in a position that degrades her character. No woman should ever be put in a position that degrades her character. No woman should ever be put in a position that makes her feel uncomfortable or made to do something she is uncomfortable with. No woman should ever be put in a position that makes her feel uncomfortable or made to do something she is uncomfortable with. So what if Queen Vashti had not refused and actually showed up at the king's banquet? Things could have easily gotten out of hand right there in the palace garden. It's important to note, stuff happens. Stuff happens. We see it every day. Stuff happens. And sometimes the stuff that happens is in response to our own reckless behavior. Stuff happens, and sometimes the stuff that happens is in response to our own reckless behavior. And things did appear to get out of hand in the palace. Later on in the same book of Esther, named after the king's second wife, because Vashti by this time had been removed from the palace. Let's look real quick at Esther 7:7-8 from the Message Bible. The king, raging, left his wine and stalked into the palace garden. Haman stood there pleading with Queen Esther for his life. He could see that the king was finished with him and that he was doomed. As the king came back from the palace garden into the banquet hall, Haman was groveling on the couch on which Esther reclined. The king roared out, "Will he even molest the queen while I'm just around the corner?" The king roared out, "Will he even molest the queen while I'm just around the corner?" In an atmosphere where wine and other alcoholic beverages is being served in an atmosphere where wine and any other alcoholic beverages is being served. All it takes is one unsupervised moment for the unthinkable to happen. All it takes is one unsupervised moment for the unthinkable to happen. But yet, this was the kind of atmosphere that King Xerxes was willing to bring his queen, Queen Vashti, into prior. But yet, this was the atmosphere that King Xerxes was trying to bring his queen, Queen Vashti, into prior. Showing off her beauty is one thing. Showing off her beauty is one thing. But letting your flesh just show out is another. Think before you allow yourself to enter an atmosphere that is possibly not suitable for you. Think before you allow yourself to enter an atmosphere that is possibly not suitable for you. The Bible tells us to know those that labor among us. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 from the King James Version. Know those that labor among us. Who will be in attendance? Who will be in attendance? What is the atmosphere charged with? Is it charged with, filled with an abundance of alcohol and or drugs? What is the type of atmosphere? What is this type of atmosphere capable of producing? What is this type of atmosphere capable of producing? Will you possibly be the only female there? Will you possibly be the only female there? Do you feel safe entering? Are you feeling uneasy, bothered by the invitation? Are you feeling uneasy, bothered by the invitation? If so, like Vashti, like Queen Vashti, refuse to attend. Despite the fact that the person who's requesting your presence is someone close to you, refuse to attend. Though the request came to you in a respectable way, if you're feeling uneasy, bothered by the invitation, refuse to attend. Some atmospheres are not designed to carry your presence. Some atmospheres are not designed to carry your presence. Sometimes pain, humiliation, and shame are just a judgment call away. Sometimes pain, humiliation, and shame are just a judgment call away. It's true, you might not know what's behind the door until you enter. It's true, you might not know what's behind the door until you enter. But you do know how you feel about entering. But you do know how you feel about entering. Every opportunity is not an opportunity where you need to be seen. I'll say that again for somebody. Every opportunity is not an opportunity where you need to be seen. Like Queen Vashti refused to attend. Somebody, it's an office party, or perhaps you travel for a living, and your boss has invited you for the weekend, and you're expected to come. You will be accused of disobeying mandatory orders if you don't. In the text, they accused Vashti of disobeying the king's orders, and for this, she was stripped of her title, her position. Still, I say that maybe Vashti wasn't wrong. The Bible says, let all things be done decently and in order. The Bible says, let all things be done decently and in order. Not in inappropriate atmospheres and out of order. 1 Corinthians 14:40, King James Version. The Bible says the steps of a good man, a good person, are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 37:23, King James Version. If you don't feel led to attend, this is for somebody. If you don't feel led to attend, refuse to attend. Just as simple as that. If you don't feel led to attend, refuse to attend. Though failing to attend could be looked at in the wrong manner. Though failing to attend could be looked at in a wrong manner and cause you to lose your job, refuse to attend. There is not a cost high enough to forfeit your self-respect, your inner peace, which is what we're talking about tonight, your self-respect. There is not a cost high enough to forfeit your self-respect, your inner peace. That even goes for a man out there. If you're being forced to do something, and you don't feel comfortable with it, there is no cost high enough to forfeit your self-respect, your inner peace. A word for somebody. If you will refuse to show your beauty off in the wrong manner, if you will refuse to show your beauty off in the wrong manner, God says he will bless you, promote you. Sometimes you have to be in defiance. Sometimes you have to be in defiance to the wrong thing, to be in compliance with the right thing. Sometimes you have to be in defiance to the wrong thing, to be in compliance with the right thing. In the text, Queen Vashti had a banquet for the women at the same time as the king's banquet and was looked at as trying to do her own thing in opposed to the king. But how many know sometimes it's more profitable, despite people's opinion, to do your own thing? Sometimes, despite people's opinion, it's more profitable to do your own thing and lose a title or a position than to lose your self-respect. What is having a title worth if you can't look at yourself in the mirror and respect the person you see? What is having a title worth if you can't look in the mirror when you get up in the morning and respect the person you see? What is having a title worth if you're too ashamed to tell somebody how you got it and what you're doing to keep it? Vashti has so much influence, and many of you, you have great influence, whether you know it or not. Vashti has so much influence. They were afraid the other women would follow her lead and do what she did. She had so much influence that they were afraid the other women would follow her lead and do what she did. When it is you have great influence, you will be the first they terminate. When it is you have great influence, you will be the first they terminate. But if you had that much influence in one place, think about it. If you had that much influence in one place, you would have it again in another place. Influence is not raised up. Influence is not raised up, but birthed out. And as long as you remain true to your character, as long as you remain true to your beliefs, remain true to your character tonight, remain true to your beliefs tonight, and you will be just fine. You will be just fine. Now, Vashti's relationship with the king was twofold. Not only was he the king, the boss, used to giving orders, he was also her husband, the head of their household. Wives, if it's your husband that has put you in an uncomfortable position, asked you to go somewhere or do something you're uncomfortable with, communication is key. Wives, if your husband has put you in an uncomfortable position, asked you to go somewhere or do something you're uncomfortable with, communication is key. Talk. T-A-L-K, talk. Some definite boundaries must be set within that marriage. Some definite boundaries must be set within that marriage. And wives, when you do have this conversation, this is important. When you do have this conversation, just in case your husband has been drinking and is high on wine or whatever, like King's Eryx, wait until he sobers up. Wait until he sobers up. Do not have this conversation or any conversation of a personal nature in public for others to hear. Do not have this conversation or any conversation of a personal nature in public for others to hear. Agree to disagree in public. That's a big one for married couples. Agree to disagree in public. But when you get home alone, talk. But when you get home alone, talk. Tell him why you don't feel comfortable going there, doing this or that. Tell him why you don't feel comfortable doing this or that. And tell him in a nice way. Tell him why you don't feel comfortable going there, doing this or that. Let your husband know you do respect him and you value the way he's able to take charge and lead the family as a whole. But with this one particular thing he's asking of you, you can't go along with it. You're like Queen Vashti. You can't go along with it. You can't do it. The more I think about the text, King Xerxes took action against Vashti because he felt disrespected. He took action against Queen Vashti because he felt disrespected. Not so much because she disobeyed his orders. Not so much because she disobeyed his orders. He felt disrespected. In front of all those in attendance, when his queen didn't show up, and to save face, he got angry. And to save face, you know how we do, to save face, he got angry. So be sure to let your husband know you do respect him and you're not trying to disrespect him in any way as a man. And you're not trying to disrespect him in any way as a man. Lord, have mercy on us when it is a man feels disrespected. Lord, have mercy on us when it is a man feels disrespected. Right now, this is a salvation call. If you are not, but you desire to be saved in right standing with God, that's all that means, in right standing with God, under the sound of my voice, just repeat after me, and we're going to get the job done right now. Father God, I come to you, a sinner in need of Jesus. Forgive me for living a life that has been disrespectful to you. From this day forward, I vow to change with your help. I will change, be delivered, because Jesus died for me. That change is possible. Hope is available. I receive, Jesus, I receive. Amen. Father God, help everybody under the sound of my voice to heed and not take for granted that uneasy feeling that comes up in their spirit when they are about to enter an atmosphere that is unsafe, when they are considering accepting that certain invitation. Help everybody under the sound of my voice to always value their self-respect and never forfeit it. Just to stay in someone's good graces, just to stay employed in a position, carrying a title. Help every husband to not get angry and take his frustrations out on his wife for not complying with his wishes. And help every wife to voice her concerns, but to still show her husband the respect he needs. Help every wife, every employee, every person to stand up for themselves. There's nothing wrong with having self-respect, self-love. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines and you desire your prayer, you can press 1 at this time. Just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for tuning in, everybody, on tonight. I pray that each and everybody got something out of the word on tonight. And remember to respect yourself. Others won't respect you if you don't respect yourself. Once again, is there anybody on the phone lines that desires prayer? If so, press 1. If not, you can always contact me later on if something's going on and you just need prayer or private consultation. Consultation is free. I'm here for you. Doing what God called me to do is free. You can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolific, that's prolific, fire, @gmail.com. The songs play tonight via Blog Talk Radio, because some people always ask, and God says to always let you know. The songs played tonight were Your Love is Extravagant by Casting Crowns and Your Love is Everything by United Pursuit. Visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com, prolificfireministry.com, especially if you pray during the salvation call with me. If you got saved tonight, visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com. On there you will find more information about salvation and a lot of other things, and more about the ministry if you desire to know. Do me a favor, join Prophetess Pate, my sister in ministry, for prayer. She has her own prayer line called Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate every Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. Call 712-451-0011. That's 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. 474723. Again, it's Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. If you're following me on Facebook and Twitter, I will post a flyer for her sometime tonight. And also join Prophetess Pate right here on Prolific Fire next Monday. If you're new to me, I'm Prophetess Stacy, but next Monday, Prophetess Pate will be here and she will be the speaker. The message will be the physician is in the house talking to us about the things we can do to take care of ourselves and our family. Young mothers especially, be ready to take notes. And if you're not following me on Twitter, you should do so. Follow me at Prolific Fire on Periscope, where I'm about to go in about 5 or 10 more minutes on Periscope at Prolific Fire. So follow me on Periscope, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Until next Monday, you all, God bless. I love you. Thank you for being here. You mean so much to me. Good night. This concludes the broadcast for tonight.